as I want to know what life is really like on the inside. And this is prompted by the fact that a chap called Simon Shepherd has been to visit every closed prison in the country. From the Butler Trust, Simon Shepherd explained a bit more as to what he'd been up to.
I've been to every single jail in the country, and I'm one of very few people who can say that. And I can tell you that there's not any of them that I'd book into for my summer holiday. I mean, why would you book into a hotel that you can't leave from, where you're locked in your room most of the time? Your room's no wider than your outstretched arms. You've got to share it with a stranger you've never met before and probably never want to meet again. And you've got a toilet at the end of your bed. And now that is not, you know, soft luxury. I don't know where people get this idea. I sort of do get that, where they get the idea from. It's not the public's fault. You don't know what goes on in prisons because you're not allowed to see what goes on in prisons. So you have to rely on people like me to tell you. And I get it that, you know, who am I to say that? I'm doing my best to be as objective as I can be about what goes on inside jails. And they are not the holiday camps that people say. The sort of people who say the holiday camps have never been in a prison, and they've probably never been to a holiday camp either.
You will have, I'm sure, spoken a lot about prison regimes, life on the inside. How much of a conversation about life on the outside do you have? And I'm going to be really specific here and take us to our favourite subject of all time, Brexit. When one is a prisoner, does one care about Brexit?
I think they've probably got more important things to worry about.
None of this comes up. I think you'd accept that the country is riven somewhat, and you know, tensions are reputedly rising, and for various reasons. I just wondered if any of that was mirrored inside prison walls.
I've never.
They're probably calmer places than the outside.
I don't know. I mean, I think they've got more pressing issues that they're dealing with, and you know, a lot of these people aren't going to be coming out for a very long time. So, you know, Brexit will hopefully by then have been resolved. Although, goodness knows, at the rate they're going, maybe not. But no, I don't think so. I mean, I think when you're inside, the problem is, you know, not only is our prisons, what goes on inside prisons, invisible to the general public. When you're inside a prison, even when you work in a prison, you tend to sort of define yourself within those walls, and it becomes very difficult to see beyond those walls. Even though, you know, you can watch the news or listen to the news or read the papers, find out what's going on, people do tend to be quite insular in that regard. So, yeah, I'm afraid I can't give you any juicy debates on Brexit. I did once discuss with a convicted killer the morality of the death penalty, where he was trying to persuade me that he should have been hanged, but that was an interesting one.
Simon Shepherd's view of prisons, very well informed, as he's visited 104 closed prisons in this country. And they include the Nottingham ones in Ranby and Loudoun Grange and Watton, but also the prison just out of the city centre, Perry Road, HM Prison, Nottingham. What did Simon find there?
And there's no point pretending that Nottingham hasn't had a lot of problems of late. It's well documented. And you know, particularly around, you know, they were particularly badly hit with spice and violence.
That's the drug spice being smuggled in.
Yes. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. The so-called new psychoactive substance, spice, the synthetic cannabis, and that's caused real problems within the prison estate. And Nottingham is one of those. You know, partly where Nottingham is as well. If you look around the world, it's got a very big footprint, if you like, and it's got roads on all four sides, and quite a lot of blind spots, blind areas, which are kind of ripe for what they call throwovers. So people chucking drugs over the walls, for instance. There's one way of getting drugs in, but they certainly had a lot of problems. What I found when I went there, actually went twice in the year, and what I found was the second time that I went, they'd got a new governor in, they'd had had an increase in staff. And they were starting to introduce a program called Key Work, where you prison officers are given time and training to work one-to-one with a small group of prisoners. Those were beginning to have an impact, and we were starting to see, certainly from what the staff and the prisoners told me, they felt the prison was becoming safer and that drugs were getting harder to get hold of. And actually, that's just been borne out in a report published only last week, which showed that drugs are down over the last 12 months, and that assaults, while they went up and continued to go up till the end of 2018, started to come down again at the beginning of 2019. So I think cautiously, Nottingham I think you could say is moving in the right direction.
How scared did you feel when you were within the bounds of Nottingham Prison?
I've worked in jails for 30 years. I don't feel scared in a jail, to be honest. Jails are scary places if you're a prisoner, particularly if you're your first time inside a jail. They're terrifying. And anybody who tells you that they're not scared when they first go into prison as a prisoner is a liar. I mean, they are scary places. But, you know, I'm there. When I worked there in prisons as a psychologist in the 90s, you know, I went around on my own with keys and did my job and never had any trouble. And now when I go in, actually, I'm always escorted by a member of staff in any case, or most of the time. So I don't really think there's anything to be scared about for me. And I'm not kind of the enemy. I'm there to try to help to improve things for both staff and prisoners. So I think if you're going in with that sort of mindset, you're unlikely to find yourself on the receiving end of any trouble.
For Nottingham Prison, you say it's a move towards improvement at the moment, you saw.
I think we can say that's what the staff and the prisoners told me, that things were moving in the right direction, and it certainly seems to be being borne out by the research that the Ministry of Justice has done and only published last week.
And that's cutting down on drugs or changing staffing? I mean, this was the big argument for the last few years, was it was a staffing issue.
Well, the staffing cuts happened sort of 2012, 13, 14 were a big part of the problem. You then add in spice on top of that, and you've got a toxic mix that was too much. They started bringing in more staff, back in 2017, early 2018. Those staff take time to bed in. But yeah, they've got new staff there, they've got a new governor there, and, you know, an investment from the centre in drug scanning equipment and dedicated search teams, and all of those things seem to be having an impact now. But it took time for them, those things to start to have an impact. And you know, I think, you know, Nottingham has had a difficult history, but you know, the staff there are amazing, really, and they they keep coming in day after day after day, however hard the conditions got, and they really were tough at one point, and they kept coming in doing their best to try to turn things around. And I'm really pleased for them that it's beginning. You know, it's like a super tanker, but they're beginning to turn that tank around. And, you know, I hope your listeners are proud of the work that they do. And a lot of your listeners will know people who work in Nottingham or one of the other prisons, Loudham or Ranby or Watton.
So Simon Shepherd, the man who's done the visits to the various prisons, including those in Nottinghamshire, giving his view of what life is like on the inside. And positive thoughts, a thumbs up for some of Nottinghamshire's prisons.
There's lots of good stuff going on in Loudon, particularly around education, around support for maintaining family relationships. That's really critical, I think, in terms of reducing the risk of somebody reoffending when they get out. Or rather, family relationships often break down when somebody's imprisoned, and that only makes their risk of reoffending greater. And they have a programme, for instance, called Storybook Dads, which allow fathers to read bedtime stories to their children. And whatever you think about what the dads have done, the children are innocent and they've lost their parent. And for them, it's important that I think that we do what we can, or the prison service does what it can, to normalise life as far as possible for the children.
How does that work, the dad reading to children?
Well, the storybook dads, they record them. In fact, at Loudon Grange, they video them. So they video them reading a bedtime story, and then they burn that to a CD, and then the prisoner buys the CD, they pay for that, and then they send it out to their child, so their child, perhaps their mum, can sit and play the DVD, and the child can watch it as they're going to bed. And it's just it's one little thing that you can do to try to normalise life for kids who've lost their parents to prison. Yeah. And then you've got, education at Loudon Grange is really strong. You've got education and training. And they've also got things like a prisoner's advice line, which is for prisoners, by prisoners, which is about trying to help prisoners perhaps who are at risk of self-harm. It also gives them advice on services and courses that they can engage with, because obviously, you know, we want people to take advantage of whatever opportunities the prison can offer them to try to turn their lives around. And the prisoner's advice line helps with that. So Loudham, you know, I think there's a lot of good stuff going on there. Watton, as you say, it's a prison focusing on people with a history of sexual offences. that's quite a specialist group. Now, again, you know, that's the sort of group of people that I know. As to, you know, a lot of people that just go, I don't want to know about them, I don't want anything to do with them. Basically, we should just lock them up and throw away the key. And, you know, whatever the rights and wrongs of that are, most of these people are going to come back out again at some point, and they're going to be, you know, they're going to be neighbours, they're going to be living down the street. We want them, the risk of them reoffending, to be reduced as far as possible. And they do a lot of work with offending behaviour programmes specifically to try to address those sorts of issues. And they've also got a very elderly population, because, as you know, there's been a lot of historic sex crimes have now been, you know, more recently been prosecuted in the wake of Jimmy Savile and others. So they've got quite an elderly population, and they put a lot of effort into dementia care and support for older prisoners and mental health support and end-of-life care too, which are all kind of critical issues now as the prison population gets older. And then Ranby is the other prison in the region. Actually, Ranby's an interesting jail. They too were part of a project that Rory Stewart set up when he was prisons minister, which identified 10 prisons to focus on, with a focus on reducing drugs and reducing violence. And again, like Nottingham, the data that was published last week suggests that in Ranby, that's also happened in Ranby, that they're starting to get on top of drugs and starting to reduce violence in the jail.
Simon Shepherd then, from the Butler Trust, and his view on what's going on inside the walls of Nottinghamshire's prisons.